They say that you bring Satan himself upon the stage.
Then they mislead you cruelly.
They say you show all manner of vice.
Virtue is our constant theme.
They say...
The landlord's voice became an outraged hiss to accommodate the full horror of his final charge.
They say that you raise up devils.
Indeed, we do not, said Nicholas reassuringly. We merely summon George Dart and Roper Blundell.
Oh, sir?
Two poor innocent wights who could not frighten a fly between them. These are no real devils, Master Marwood. They are hirelings with the company. Two small lads who are fitted for the parts by their very smallness. Hugh Weggs, our tireman, has costumed them in red with pointed tails and tiny horns. But it is all in jest. He gave a wry chuckle. Our merry devils will cause more merriment than devilry. And as they hope to go to heaven, George Dart and Roper Blundell will tell you the same. Marwood was not appeased. When he sniffed catastrophe, and it was brought in on every wind that blew, he was not easily put off the scent. To assuage him further, Nicholas patiently explained the whole plot, then ushered him across to the rectangle of trestles, which jutted out into the yard from one wall, and which...